ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Kelsey Griffiths. Warner Brothers says it is considering selling itself, adding it already has had several offers from potential buyers. This comes after the company announced plans to split into two businesses earlier this year. Kelsey, let's start off with why the sell-off in the first place.
Well, I think that Warner Brothers is sort of responding to something that we're seeing across the industry, which is a lot of pressure from the changing tastes and preferences of consumers. Streaming has really put pressure on Hollywood box offices and traditional linear cable networks. And so both of those assets are what Warner is looking to potentially sell today.
Do we know who any of these potential buyers might be?
So my editor, Lucas Shaw, and I report this morning that Netflix and Comcast are among some of the potentially interested buyers. We have also been reporting that Paramount might be interested in buying the entire company before it's separated into streaming and studios and then the cable unit. So there's a lot of ways this combination could go, but ultimately, Warner Brothers said today, we want to officially put out that for sale sign and see what kind of offers are coming in.
Well, that would make Paramount gigantic.
It would. And I've been speaking with folks who are antitrust experts this week in preparation for whether this deal actually officially gets announced or not. And they're all saying that there are reasons that the Trump administration could flag a potential Paramount combination as problematic for antitrust reasons, but there are also a lot of reasons that the administration could say, hey, this is good for business. So if Paramount does decide to go forward, that would be a negotiation that we would have to sort of keep a close eye on.
Every time companies do this and sell off, I see a lot of layoffs in the works.
So that's another thing that we don't have any certainty around. We do know that Hollywood has been struggling since the actors and the writers' strike in 2023. We do know that the industry is facing increasing competitive pressure. So whether we see more consolidation and layoffs due to that, or whether it is just due to these sort of changing consumer preferences that shift the way these businesses happen, we'll just have to wait and see.
You did mention that it's possible the government would step in and say put a pause on any of this. Are they watching to see, who gets bought up and who gets absorbed?
Yes. Yeah, so this is traditionally the realm of the U.S. Department of Justice. Sometimes the Federal Trade Commission will step in if they have major concerns about consumer harm. So, for example, let's say Warner Brothers and Paramount decide to combine. And the FTC gets worried that could raise consumers' streaming bills because you're combining two of these, big streamers. That is a possibility. But again, no one is saying that this is definitely going to happen. It's just important to know that the DOJ and the FTC are the cops on the beat, and they're keeping an eye on sort of how this might reshape any entertainment landscape dynamics.
Well, higher streaming fees, that could happen if Netflix buys them, right?
That is certainly one possibility. Again, it's very, very early here, but what we do know is that Netflix would be interested not in the linear cable assets. They would be interested in the streaming and studio side of the business, which would potentially bulk up their catalog significantly and give them some pretty interesting franchises. So who knows, maybe they could justify some higher prices once they acquire some pretty iconic franchises.
And as a consumer, it's really hard to figure out, you know, who to go to for certain kinds of programming, because you hear so much about things that are on Apple TV and things that are on Netflix and things that are on Amazon Prime. And it's almost like they want you to have them all.
That's right. This landscape is so fragmented from the consumer standpoint. And, you know, I think that's something that folks will continue to grapple with. I don't know if consolidation is the ultimate answer, if you just have fewer choices. But I think in the near term, everyone will still need five or six streaming logins minimum.
Oh, my gosh. OK, and I can barely remember the passwords. Kelsey, thanks so much for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Kelsey Griffiths. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.